Imagine your home on its messiest day. It's chaos as far as the eye can see. Legos strewn on the floor, dirty socks wedged between couch cushions, maybe some cups crusted over with milk. It's easy to see that and get overwhelmed or fall into a shame spiral. But therapist Casey Davis has a message for you.
The only thing that actually matters is whether my house is functioning and whether I'm able to live the kind of life I want to inside of it.
Life Kit's Mariel Segarra talked to Davis about her book, How to Keep House While Drowning. And the pair have this action plan for getting your space under control quickly.
It's called the 5 things tidying method, because Davis says there are really only 5 things in any room.
There's trash, dishes, laundry, things that have a place, and things that don't have a place.
You start at the top of that list and go category by category, ignoring everything else in the room for the moment. So first, trash. Get a trash bag or trash can and move around the room, picking up the garbage. Do not take the trash out yet.
Because one of the things that gets us stuck is that we get distracted. So the more times you leave that room, the more likely you are to get distracted on some different project.
Step 2, dishes. Gather them up. You could use a laundry basket without holes in it or get a small rolling hamper. Depends on what works for you.
What kind of makes your brain feel like it's on a greased track? The reality is there are going to be ways of doing things that make you feel like you are grinding gears with no oil, where every step of the process kind of feels miserable and you have to force it.
So don't do things that way. You're going to put the dishes in the sink, or if the sink is in a different room, maybe you put them in a corner for now. Step 3 is laundry. Now, there are often in a given room various types of laundry. There's clean, but not in the drawer. There's dirty, maybe a little stinky, not going to wear it again. And then there's the in-between. I don't know. I mean, I could wear it again, but it's not exactly clean enough to go back in the drawer.
So here's what I do. I don't have all those categories. And I'm not saying that I don't, but like I don't. I just, if it's on the floor, it's going into the hamper and it's getting washed. And that really simplifies things for me.
Whatever you decide, gather the laundry, put it in a basket or a bag, and bring it to the laundry machine or set it by the door of your home. Then move to step 4, things that have a place. This one's pretty straightforward. Put the things away. Finally, step 5, things that don't have a place.
This is always sort of my check-in moment, where I kind of check in with myself and I go, okay, how are we feeling? What else is on the agenda today? How motivated are we? What's our body feeling like? What's our concentration level? Because sometimes I just put it aside in a basket and have to do other things, go, you know, throw the trash away.
But if she's feeling ready to tackle this, it's time to make some decisions. Is there anything she can purge or donate?
And then I go, okay, is there anything in here that kind of like has cousins or close friends?
Meaning, maybe you don't have a designated spot for that box cutter, but you do have a drawer where you keep the scissors. That could work. Now that you've made it through the 5 things, take out the trash and decide whether you have the energy to do the dishes or the laundry right now. Davis says in these moments, you want to think in terms of kindness to yourself. Maybe right now, the kindness is washing one bowl and one cup so I can use them in the morning.
And sometimes I say, I'm not going to even touch these dishes because I deserve rest. And I do that out of kindness too. I'm going to go let myself lay down on the couch.
She says when you start to treat yourself with kindness, things can change. For NPR News, I'm Mariel Segarra.